Dr. Harriet Akello Pasquale, the Health Ministry Director for HIV and Sexually Transmitted Infection, says some 39,000 young people, both men and women in South Sudan, contracted HIV over the past 3 years, but she also points out testing has increased over the same time period.
We have an increasing incidence in terms of number of people tested positive. But again, we also see that the numbers have also increased because we have also increased our testing rate. So our testing rate have really increased from about 140 to over 400,000, which shows a massive increase. And that's why we see that in terms of the incidence, in terms of the numbers actually of people tested positive, it increased from actually where we had the numbers was as low as 6,000 tested positive to about 18,000 by 2021.
Dr. Pasquale says the Ministry of Health recorded 6,000 infections in 2019, 16,000 in 2020, and 18,000 in 2021. She attributes the increase in HIV-positive people to an increase in the Ministry Health outreach, saying health workers are conducting more HIV tests compared to previous years. Dr. Pasquale says most people testing positive for HIV are young adults.
The adults, so the age is between 18 and 39 years old, so these are the most affected age groups. But also, normally we have the highest prevalence among what we call the key populations. So this is where the prevalence normally is very, very high. So these are the age groups and the categories of people where we see high prevalence of the disease.
Dr. Pasquale says records shows that prior to 2019, less than 20% of South Sudanese population tested for HIV. She says that number has now risen to 37%, equivalent to 436,000 young people who voluntarily visit health centers in 2021. South Sudan has more than 160 health facilities, which offers voluntary HIV testing and counseling services. Pasquale says although more people are getting tested these days, the issue of stigma still remains an obstacle in their efforts to stop HIV and AIDS infection among communities.
Our estimates shows that in South Sudan, we do have 183,000 people expected to be living with HIV AIDS. But from what we have and the numbers based on those who are on treatment, we only have 47,000 who are put on treatment. So we still have a huge gap of people living with the disease.
In 2021, the World Health Organization estimated the HIV infection rate at 2.1% worldwide. More than 170,000 people are believed to be living with HIV. That's more than double the 2020 WHO projection of 1%. HIV and AIDS virus are transmitted through unprotected sexual contact with an infected person, blood transfusion or sharing needles, syringes or other injection equipment, among others. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.